I am in Port Huron, Michigan, just on the other side of Canada. We go into Canada tomorrow morning.
Really? And yep. And of course, we talked to you earlier. You're cruising across country on your bike.
Correct.
And tell us why you're doing this.
Well, I am raising funds for the American Lung Association. MarksTrek.com is my website, and I'm taking donations there, and it has lots of information on my ride, my route. I've got a blog that I've been keeping since the start of the trip, and having a lot of fun, meeting a lot of great people, and helping out a great cause.
And so how's it been?
It has been more than I expected, less than I expected, everything in between. It's been just a wonderful time. It's amazing that I'm out here doing this. It's something I always wanted to do. And the miles just seem to go by so quickly, and I've gotten a lot stronger. And so 80 and 90-mile days that used to be big efforts at home or not such big efforts anymore.
and is there, I mean, there have to be some days where you go, oh my God, I can't get on a bike again today. I don't want to do it.
Well, there's been, the first couple weeks I think were the hardest. They were also probably the hilliest when we were, you know, out in the west and in Oregon and in Wyoming, and we crossed over the Continental Divide. We climbed the Tetons. Those were some pretty tough days. I will admit, I even got off my bike at one point on one monstrous climb and pushed it for a couple hundred feet.
Good for you.
It was too much, but those days are behind us, and so I'm a lot stronger from that. Right now we're in the flatlands of Michigan, and so there's no hills to speak of, so that's been kind of nice. I've had a few little health things that have made my life a little more challenging, but I've been out there every mile so far, and it's been great.
Health things, but nothing serious.
No, nothing too serious. My knee bugged me a little bit at the beginning from all the hill climbing. I had a tumble in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
You and Lance Armstrong, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I kind of resembled him on that day because it was raining really hard, and we went over a really nasty set of train tracks, and my wheel slipped on one of the tracks, and my bike went out from under me, and I took a nice little spill, so I had a little bit of road rash and a little bit of a blow to my ego. But besides that,
and let's talk. But let's also talk about the. I mean, you talk about a way to see this country. You get to experience in a way very, very few people get to experience this nation.
Yeah, that's what's been really wonderful. I mean, you know, we're going through a lot of little towns. We're going through some big towns, and you know, but we're doing it at anywhere from 12 miles an hour is how fast some people are going, and there's been some days that I've cruised along in the 20s and so everything in between. And so you get a chance to see things that you don't see from you know, a car window when you're riding out on the interstate. And it's been great. We've seen a lot of little pieces of America and met a lot of great people and stayed in a lot of neat places, and it's something that I'll never forget for sure.
And it's meeting those people that somehow on a bike people will come up to you and talk to you in a way that they just would never do if you're driving cross country.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have rest stops that the tour group sets up for us, but in addition to those, we stop into the, you know, little mom and pop stores and the you know, convenience stores, and there's lots of people you know, that are just asking about our trip and wanting to know what we're doing, and they all have all kinds of questions, and they're all very interested, and you know, they share their little story and their little town, and it's been kind of cool. We've met some neat people, and like I said, seen some real interesting things. We saw a parade in Lusk, Wyoming, that was probably one of the highlights of the trip. They have this old story called Rawhide, and it's this old Indian and, you know, Westerner, you know, the folks who first came out on the Oregon Trail and stuff, and it was just hysterical. I mean, it was just this little piece of America, and they had horses going up and down the street, and people dressed up like Indians, and they simulated this whole little story that they've been retelling in that town for decades and decades. And it was just something like you said. You certainly wouldn't see that on the interstate.
And give us a timetable. When are you back?
Pretty soon. I arrive in the Atlantic Ocean. We come into Portsmouth, New Hampshire on Monday, August 9th. So I have 10 more full days of riding, and we have one more rest day. We go into Canada tomorrow, and I spend 3 days in Canada. And then we pop out at Niagara Falls, and we actually have our last rest day in Niagara Falls. And then we very quickly make our way through New York. We spend a day in Vermont, and then 2 days in New Hampshire, and I'm done.